Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Did somebody just say, who'd you vote for? Yeah, I voted for Donald Trump. Thank you.
And he goes,
like he's going to go vote for Joe Biden. Sure. He was running unopposed.
They talked to Melania, too, outside of the voting place. They asked her if she's going to be on the campaign trail.
Mr. Trump, are you going to return to the campaign trail with your husband? Stay tuned.
Yeah, they were at the Morton and Barbara Mandel Recreation Center. Morty built the place.
Oh, sounds like a blast there. What do they got going on? Bingo night?
I have no idea where it is. I bet you it's really nice, though.
Oh, probably.
That
right
Recreation
on Palm Beach?
Center, yeah.
I mean, come on now.
It's just a couple of miles up the road from Mar-a-Lago.
They should make Mar-a-Lago an official voting place. Line up. Cast your ballot. Would you like to be a volunteer?
it's like, hello.
But he did win the Florida primary, obviously. There were a lot of municipal elections, though. Florida elections officials overall, statewide, also locally, said turnout was very good, very strong.
Yeah, you know what? And especially locally, I think one of the biggest things that took place, and it's probably because I have a lot of friends who live in this area. That's what I heard about.
Yeah.
Five separate zones in northern Palm Beach County were all being asked to become part of Palm Beach Gardens, get annexed. All five areas resoundingly rejected it. Like 91% of the vote was, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah, they did not want to be part of that.
It's like, whoa, that was a biggie. Wow. The mayoral races, Del Rey's got a new mayor. Wellington's got a new mayor. The vice mayor is now the mayor in Wellington.
Wellington guy is Michael DePoglione, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he got 80% of the vote.
Strong.
Yeah.
Might have been only nine people voting, but okay.
I don't know how many people voted in Wellington. They got a new guy in Delray Beach. Tom Carney defeated the current vice mayor to become, and a former city commissioner to become mayor. So he'll be your new mayor.
Well, there you go.
Mm.
Now, one of the most interesting races across the country now, because it was also primary day for Ohio. And this was a big one because it was to determine who's going to face off against the Democrat in the Senate seat. Because they've already got J.D. Vance, that's one of their senators,
right.
The Republican guy, Trump-backed. Well, the second Trump-backed guy, Bernie Moreno, won the primary bigly, as Trump would say, on the Republican side.
You know, and Trump really likes this guy, and he came in and he endorsed him, and he was in a race with two other people in the primary,
yeah.
And he easily won the primary. But I think it's because he's like a little Trump, because listen to his speech.
Now, I don't know why you'd say that, Jen, when you hear something like this.
We have an opportunity now to retire the old commie and send them to retirement home and save this country.
Retire.
Because that's what we're going to do.
I don't know why you say he's Trump-like.
Retire the old commie. Now, he even says it. This Moreno guy, this Bernie guy, he says this is going to be the nastiest, ugliest race in the Senate House, the Senate races across the board.
I'm glad he's aware of that, and I guess they all are, and hopefully the new leadership at the RNC is, because can you imagine... The Democrats cannot and will not afford to lose two Senate seats
in the
state of Ohio. They will not. They got to put so much money behind this other guy who is old.
Yeah, Sherrod Brown, I think he's in the 70s.
Is he the old communist?
Yeah, he's the old communist. Okay, now here's the funny part. Moreno went on to say, this guy is an advocate for the working class American, right? He said he's never worked a day in his life.
No.
He's been an elected official all his life. He never has worked in the private sector. What does he know about working Americans? And he makes a very valid point.
That's a great thing to run on, too. Point it out. How many people are like it? Joe Biden's like that. Never created a damn job in his life. Bernie Sanders.
These
lifetimes of just living off the public dole for years.
And they make millions.
They've never done anything.
It's crazy. So... It should be interesting, but this guy is going to be one to watch. I'm sure his speeches will make headlines in the future.
Yeah.
Because of that. Well, come on. He just said we're going to send the commie back to the retirement home.
That was an attention getter.
Oh, it works for me. Made me laugh, actually. Another attention getter, and I'll very, very quietly say this again. Ben and Jerry's got sold by Unilever. Unilever is getting rid of Ben and Jerry's and all their other ice creams, but Ben and Jerry's. In my world, Ben and Jerry's is the reason they're doing it.
Absolute.
Because they don't like the backlash that comes with the policies and the political stance that Ben and Jerry's people take.
Absolute best news of the day.
Wonder who's going to buy them.
I don't know. I like your idea. Can you imagine if Bluebell had enough money to buy them and just put them out of business?
It would be great. Well, God. Just, you know, and then all they got to do is come back and say, oh, well, you know, we'll assume their flavors.
Talk about old commies.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's has been, it is the only, I know this is a little silly because it would have been already bought, but I won't allow it in my house. Won't do it.
Yeah.
Nope.
It was funny because my youngest boyfriend, he came in the house a couple of weeks ago with a carton of it and I went, get out.
Really? Good
yeah.
for you.
I said, no. I no. said, that. He said, but I said, I don't care.
Don't
eat
care.
Outside.
Get out.
Don't get that. Bring that in my house. I said, I'm taking Bill's stance.
Just throw it in the lake.
He's worn off on me.
No, absolutely not. So it's been a big story this week, obviously, because Trump's lawyers said he's not going to be able to pay that ridiculous $464 million poison pill in the New York judgment. This was the one about the real estate evaluations. They said Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million, blah, 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 and he got fraudulent loans over that. I don't think this is going to be enough to cover all of that, but listen to this, and I was wondering who would step up. Reportedly, according to Financial Times, billionaire investor John Paulson is going to host a Florida fundraiser for Donald Trump next month.
Really?
A big, big, big fundraiser. So if Trump is out at least a lot of money to pay this poison pill in New York so he can even appeal it, you know, he'd be out campaign coffers.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a major fundraiser to help him in that way. And I think some of the big investors, especially out of the state of New York,
mm-hmm.
who are threatened by these insane prosecutors, are going to start coming out of the woodwork now more than ever before.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice. Who's this Paulson guy? What does he own that he's worth billions of dollars?
I've
got to go look up this guy. Is he living in Palm Beach too?
I don't know. I'm sure he has a place at least.
They all have a place in Palm Beach.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be one of the biggest fundraisers they've ever had to match the Democrat money. He's
really?
Known Trump for about 15 years, he says. He served on his 2016 economic policy team. Been mentioned in U.S. media, says the report, as a potential candidate to be Treasury Secretary if Trump wins.
Aha. There you go.
Very interesting.
What better way to become Treasury Secretary than to raise lots of money for the future man you'll be working for?
It would help, right?
It helps. Yeah, as they say, you got to be in the world to get there.
No doubt about that.
Well, good for him. Good. Because Trump basically says, he said, you know, I could scrape up the money, but then I got nothing to run my campaign on.
Exactly.
I'm down to bare bones. So.
And he does use a lot of private money that's outside of the campaign fundraising stuff, which apparently they know New York's not going to let him use that. What a mess.
Can you imagine if Letitia James confiscated Mar-a-Lago? Jeez.
Boy,
I'm just saying
that's a horrible thought.
It is a horrible thought, but I'm just saying it's, you know, that's what she said yesterday. You know, TikTok, time's running out. He doesn't have the money. We're going to start seizing things.
Is she still posting the interest every single day?
I don't follow her because I don't like the woman. So I really should just to see whether or not she's posting. I'm sure she is.
Wow.
Between her and Fannie Willis. I don't know. Now I think Fannie Willis wins, to be honest with you.
Yeah, probably.
She's very easily dislikable.
Man. We'll see what happens. More from the primary stuff coming up next. We've also got a Mega Millions update for you. And this Texas decision? They got a big Supreme Court decision yesterday, and then it got reversed. Actually, a federal court decision.
It was good, it was bad.
For a short time yesterday, they allowed Texas to secure their own border.
Right.
And then it got reversed.
Again.
Late last night.
Yeah. So early this morning, they had to release anybody they collected.
Yikes.
This is crazy.
That and some March Madness stuff, too. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. All right. I promise this is the last time I'll ask. Is there an official word?
No.
To see if anybody won Mega Millions? Nothing?
Says not. I just refreshed it. Not available. But according to one of our listeners, Jeff, he says, according to his sources, there was no winner.
That's it. I am officially now given up on Powerball and Mega Millions, and I'm just going to listen to Jeff.
There you go.
And his sources.
Well, you can listen to Powerball tonight because the jackpot's $687 million, so go buy a ticket.
Yeah, that's growing too.
Yeah.
Exactly
so
right.
That one's going to be close to a billion soon. So check it out.
Hey, big story, especially locally here in the state of Florida. More rescue flights from our state set to take off today. First one will be at a little while, about an hour from now, just past 8 o'clock. The second one at 10 a.m. Set to take off to try to get Americans, specifically Floridians, out of that state. Tampa Bay's Project Dynamo's operating charges to get people out. As that veteran-run search and rescue group, it got 270 Americans out of Israel.
Wow.
And now working on Haiti. Florida Division of Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says they're not going to stop until they rescue all 259 Floridians.
That's a lot of people.
First number we've heard. And that's just Floridians.
Mm. Because the State Department wouldn't let, was it Corey Mills?
The
congressman from Orlando.
Yeah.
They wouldn't give him a number. He said, they won't tell me exactly how many Americans are stuck in Haiti. Mm. It's a horrible situation. And apparently they're running out of food now, too.
It's horrifying. Here's Kevin Guthrie from Emergency Management.
Unfortunately, the situation on the ground is so volatile that we have not been able to successfully complete that mission.
That was yesterday. Mm. They had to cancel two flights yesterday.
Now, they're landing. Are they landing in Haiti, did he say, or do they land in the Dominican?
Apparently, they're working everything out of the Dominican. And okay. Like the helicopter rescues, then they just fly right over across the border to Haiti. I don't even know. They'll tell the story later. Maybe they're even dodging gunfire. I have no idea.
It could very well be. I mean, it is not a very large island to begin with. And if you separate half of it's Dominican, half of it's Haiti. If Barbecue, is that his name?
That's his name.
He and his gang members have decided to disperse and take off over more than just Port-au-Prince, and they're spreading out to the outskirts of this, you know, little villages.
Yikes.
These people have nothing. There's nothing there to begin with. It would take nothing to overthrow a little area, a little town, and just go in and take it over and say, get out of the way. Are they killing people and the Haitians that live there?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's horrible.
Oh, it's horrifying.
And we're sitting back. What's this administration doing? Not Florida. The Biden administration. Not a damn thing.
Nothing.
You're sitting there watching these people get killed? I'm sorry. They need help. You should be there. We send help all the way across the world to Ukraine. We send help. We send little help to Israel.
Right.
But still, this is right next door. You got to help these people. This is horrible.
It's horrifying. Mm. Let's hope for the best. And hopefully those flights are safe, for sure. All right, we got to talk about our border now. What an emotional roller coaster this thing was yesterday. First of all, state of Texas got a massive big win in court saying that they could protect their own border and they could arrest, detain, deport illegals coming across the border as far as Texas is concerned. Hours later, and it was late last night, that got reversed.
It got reversed. And so it was like, okay, local authorities, you can arrest, you know, migrants coming across the border. And then so here's the question. Anybody they arrested in that 4 or 5 hour period that it was legal before it was overturned again late last night, do they have to release those people? Because now it's illegal.
That's a good question. I don't know.
But this is a situation that's gone back and forth and back and forth, depending on what court you get, what judge you get, who you get to, you know, look at it. It's crazy.
This is so. Here's where it's coming. Which court it's coming from? Late last night, 3-judge panel at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. They voted 2-1 against that earlier ruling from that other panel that put the law, which is called SB4, in effect.
Jeez.
It would have allowed local police to arrest anybody suspected of crossing the border illegally.
So they basically are taking away the state's right to protect itself.
Yes.
And so if that were the case, what our governor just did by sending, 250 more troops along the border because of what's going on in Haiti? These Haitian gang members are going to make their way over here.
That's right.
So our governor sent reinforcements to various areas across the state. You couldn't do that in Texas. Greg Abbott has no control whatsoever as the governor there.
Unless.
And the federal government's doing nothing.
Unless something happens today. Argument set to be heard again.
Jeez.
On Texas's request to put the law back into effect that they had for a couple of hours yesterday. What a mess. Never should have come to this.
It goes back and forth and back. Well, this is how Greg Abbott, remember, it's all started with that stupid razor wire in the Rio Grande River.
Yeah.
And then the Biden administration's like, you can't do that. That's, you know, that's un-American. So they fought and they won to get the razor wire taken down. Greg Abbott appealed. He won again. The razor wire stays. Then he said, well, you know what? It's about time our people start protecting our own border, the state. So he made all the state law enforcement officials have the right to arrest anybody that's an illegal alien coming in. And then the government, the federal government, overruled it. Now it goes back and forth. It's crazy. I think it's just crazy. That's like saying you can't protect your own backyard.
That's right.
So like if, like say there was a pack of wild dogs loose in your neighborhood and they got in your yard, according to the federal government, you couldn't do anything about it. They get to stay. If you look, if you put things in
it's
perspective.
It's insane. And it doesn't even come to all this the court lawfare if you have a secure border in the first place. But we don't, as we know.
Oh, jeez. It's horrifying is
insanity.
What it is.
Insanity. All right, let's go to from insanity to something good. Let's talk about madness.
You know, Diener, somebody stole my bracket. Diener put out brackets yesterday. Or
your
the day
bracket
before.
Has been stolen?
Yeah, it was
before
over
I got
here.
A chance to be busted?
Yeah, and somebody stole it. So I didn't even have a chance to fill it out. Do we have any more?
There is still an extra one laying around, I believe.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
Laying
only
around
one?
The old radio ranch.
Yeah. Do you have yours?
No.
Now, what did you tell me? How many people are going to fill out one of these things?
Oh, this is amazing. So this came out bigger than ever before. Diener, listen to this. They're up to 1 in 3 Americans. Do you know how many millions of people that is? 1 in 3 Americans are filling out a March Madness bracket of some kind. You know, in the office like we are, online.
I like it.
At Hooters.
That's great. We created a little family one so like the kids can get involved too.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Didn't Killian win last year?
No, Aria did.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Your daughter.
My 7-year-old daughter, because she liked Huskies, so she picked UConn.
Oh, that's well, that's who I'm picking this year.
Yeah, well, did she pick this year?
Not
is she
going to
pick Huskies again?
She might pick them again.
She might win again.
She might win again. That's
all right. Well, here are your chances of actually getting it right. We talked about this before, but now they have a list of, you know, comparatively speaking, how the odds of getting a perfect bracket are.
Uh-huh.
It's 1 in 9.2 quintillion. That's your chance of a perfect bracket happening.
Yeah, and yesterday we found out that that would be the number 9 followed by 18 other numbers.
Oh.
So that's what the quintillion is if you're trying to figure it out. But what are the odds of you? There's never been, ever in the history of this, how long has it been going on? I don't know how many years. There's never been a perfect bracket.
Nobody. With that many millions of people playing, too.
That's amazing.
A whole third of the country playing this.
It's crazy. So we have to fill out a bracket. Do we have money on this? They said how many people are going to put money on it, too.
Yeah,
I would assume.
There's a lot betting. No, so I don't think we're done yet with the play-in games, are we? Don't we have still another play-in game?
Yeah, there's two more tonight.
Two more tonight.
And then we'll have the official 64-team field set after tonight.
Okay, then we're set.
Then why did you do a bracket? Why don't you wait till all the teams are set?
Because it's one of those, like, one of the brackets is this team or this team.
So so you just cross out the team that loses?
Yeah.
That's all
okay.
You do.
I heard something about Kansas. What happened with Kansas?
Oh, they lost their star player.
Oh, not good.
Yeah.
Aren't they the number one seed in their division?
No, they're a 3 seed.
Rock.
But they're good.
Chalk. Take a walk to the hospital, Chalk. Kansas? Them?
Yeah, it's them.
All right. All right.
I can't wait, though.
We got rapid fire coming up next. A lot to cover. There's a lot going on, including an update of the first baseball game of the season.
Really?
I guess.
Do we have
a
score yet?
Nah, we'll find out.
Jeez.
And some headlines next. The South Florida Morning Show.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Let's find out what's going on in and outside of your world. Jen's got the first story. What's up?
Well, this is going to make everybody, at least on this show, happy. I know that for a fact. Oh. Made me very happy when I heard about it. Multinational conglomerate Unilever. They own everything. They have 400 different brands. I think Hellmann's mayonnaise is one of them. You name it, they own it. Well, they have announced that they are spinning off their ice cream business.
Yes.
Mainly because insiders say Ben & Jerry's has been such a nightmare for them. Mm-hmm. They own Ben & Jerry's. They own Breyers, Magnum, Popsicle, and Klondike. They're getting rid of all of them after more than a century.
They're getting rid of Ben & Jerry's?
They're getting rid of Ben & Jerry's.
And there was much rejoicing.
It's a feel-good story.
Well, they say their official statement is they'll be creating a leaner business. But at the same time, they get rid of a longtime headache, that being Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah, because they're communists.
Yeah, well, insiders
corporate
are saying
communism.
Yep.
Now, for whatever reason, when Ben & Jerry's was acquired by Unilever, It is the only company that was allowed to keep its original board of directors, not Unilever's.
The corporate commies.
Yes. So, and apparently the structure of Unilever is totally different than that of the structure of Ben & Jerry's. So, insiders are saying the main reason they're getting rid of the ice cream division is Ben & Jerry's has been nothing but a nightmare for them.
And if you just aren't really aware of this, and who could blame you? You're trying to live your life. They have a probably 30, 40-year history of just speaking out against this country, against our values, against everything, against Israel.
And they're Jewish.
These are two Jewish guys from Long Island, by the way.
Yeah.
Who called Israel during after October 7th occupied land.
Yeah. How do you like that? Okay. Well, we thought it was such a good story. Diener, what did you do?
I put it on the morning show blog.
Yay!
It's right there.
So anyway, if you want an ice cream company or a couple, you can buy it from Unilever.
This truly made me happy.
Yeah, it made me happy, too, because it's nice to see that a major corporation, and they are a major corporation, realizes how bad Ben & Jerry's is making them look.
And I think Ben & Jerry's will still be around. They'll find other sponsors and distributors and all that other crap. But Unilever really pointed to their politics.
Insiders say.
Insiders saying
sources.
This, which is sources saying that was a big reason why. This is
because
another
of their
thing.
Headache.
I think corporations are waking up.
Wow. You know what? And then they said, well, it's the only company that we have that, you know, the only division that they need freezers and special trucks. And, you know, I can understand that. But insiders say it's really because of Ben & Jerry's.
Well, closer to home, more rescue flights from our state are set to take off today to Haiti to try to help people. Tampa Bay's Project Dynamo operating chargers to get some people out. They're the veteran-run search and rescue group. They've helped in Haiti already. Corey Mills.
Right.
They got 270 Americans out of Israel. When they were trapped there,
more
when the Biden administration wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And we were wondering this yesterday. They've set up in neighboring Dominican to help in Haiti. So they'll set up their camp base, and then they fly the helicopters across the border over there, scoop in, and they get people out. With much danger, by the way.
Well, I would assume they're getting shot at.
In fact, two rescue flights yesterday had to be canceled because of the danger on the ground. So what they're dealing with is no easy task.
They don't have, like, other munitions, do they, this barbecue guy?
Would it shock you to hear that they were shooting at rescue helicopters?
No, not at all. But he doesn't have, like, you know, ground-to-air missile kind of capabilities, right?
I'm going to hope not.
We haven't heard, right?
No.
No.
And Haiti, no offense against Haiti, but it is pretty much a third-world country.
It's hell on earth, what it is.
They don't have many resources. So I'm assuming he doesn't have a lot of munitions like that.
I'm hoping not. Our Division of Emergency Management here in the States says at least we have some kind of a number. 259 Floridians are stranded in Haiti.
Jeez.
We don't know the overall all-across-the-board Americans stranded there because the State Department won't tell anybody.
Yeah, that's typical Biden.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's where we are now.
Well, thank goodness we have people here helping them.
Yep,
it's true. The State Department. So, I got some politics for you guys.
Oh, more politics.
Yes.
Yummy, yummy.
After the primary last night. So this is really more of like a question / observation, and maybe I'm looking too much into it. Obviously, Trump won all the states last night. It was uncontested. Arizona, Kansas, Illinois, Ohio, and Florida.
Okay.
What I found is this, not to be MSNBC here, but is it a red flag that he didn't get more votes? What I mean by that is...
Okay, Jen Psaki.
Exactly. I know. Devil's advocate here. Florida, 81%. Nikki Haley still gets 14%. Ohio, Nikki Haley still gets 14%. Illinois, same thing. Kansas, she still gets 16%. In Arizona, she still gets 19%. Is that something to be... You know, for the campaign, is that something they gotta say? Hey, look, there's still a lot of people out there that don't want to vote for us. That's 100,000 votes.
Think about this
for
a second. And there might have been local elections involved in these states too, and I totally get that. But you hate Trump so much. Imagine being so inflicted and affected by Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah,
that you went out to a primary that's already decided to vote against him.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's the part I'm concerned about. Yeah.
Well, and how many people did it, though? I mean, you know, what was the voter turnout in Kansas?
In Florida, in Kansas. So if we're looking at that, it wasn't much, honestly. You're talking maybe like 100,000 votes total. So 15,000 went to Nikki Haley. In Florida, about over a million people came out.
Oh, wow.
155,000 for Nikki Haley. 108,000 for Nikki Haley in Arizona. So, like, that's a pretty good clip of people that are voting for someone who's not even on the ticket.
But the other people, but they have a they're just fueled by hate. You know what I mean? The other people are like, well, Trump won. I don't have any. I'm not affected by any local elections here. I
guess what I'm hoping is the Trump campaign is able to find a way to at least bring 25% of those people home, so to speak.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
I mean, this.
No. If you voted for Nikki Haley in a primary when she's out of the race,
right?
There's no possible way on earth you're going to vote for Trump.
That's not good. Yeah.
They're gone.
that's not good.
But are they going to vote for Biden?
They'll probably vote for RFK Jr., to be honest with you.
Mm, so true. And we know he's not going to win. So.
No.
So it's really going to hurt Biden more than it's going to hurt Trump, I think.
I hope so.
If, you know, well.
I don't know. It was just a little concerning to me. That's all.
It's a good reason for concern. I can see where you're coming from.
It's pretty wild, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, Ariana Grande. Does she still live in Boca?
Family? I don't know.
She moved up to like Beverly Hills.
I think she has the 850 app.
Okay, well, Ariana, if you're listening, this is an official proposal because I'll marry you after this.
Whoa!
Hey. She and her ex-husband are officially divorced. This Dalton Gomez.
Who's he?
That was her husband. They were married.
Mr. Ariana Grande.
Yeah, he's an ex. Los Angeles Supreme Court just dissolved their marriage of almost 3 years. It officially became unattached. What do they say? Well, uncoupling is what's her name did.
Oh, no, I remember that.
Gwyneth
Paltrow, and Chris Martin there. Uncoupling. The 30-year-old singer and her 28-year-old real estate broker separated more than a year ago. Fortunately, no kids. Unfortunately, no prenup. As reported, the settlement terms, Ariana Grande paid this guy $1,250,000 to go away. No future alimony.
Wow.
That's the good news. Half of the proceeds from the sales of their Los Angeles home, which is on the market for millions of dollars, and she had to pay $25,000 toward his attorney fees.
He's done well for himself.
You're not kidding. Boy, talk about marrying up Ariana.
And he got prenup. To be with her for a little while.
Yeah. Prenup next time, honey. Prenup.
Wow.
That's sad.
That's a good deal for her, right?
Deal? Well, I think she got, like I said, I'll marry her for that. My God.
Boy, if you're going to.
I think she got robbed.
If you're going to uncouple, do it in California.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Judges are obviously very favorable to whoever has less money.
You're not kidding.
Man.
Marry somebody rich in that state.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, a little update for you.
Oh, no. Baseball?
Watch out now.
Yes.
Now, at about 6 o'clock this morning, we realized, much to our shock, that baseball is underway, the Major League Baseball season, like officially. The first game of the season is happening right now as we speak. At Gochuk Sky Dome in South Korea, in Seoul. And in the bottom of the fifth, the San Diego Padres are beating the LA Dodgers 2-1.
Doesn't it just 0-0 like in the fourth inning?
Lots happened, Jen.
Big development.
Jeez.
It's a one-out bottom of the fifth, 2-1 Padres over the super team Dodgers, who cannot stop spending money, apparently.
Isn't that Ohtani guy on their team?
Something like that.
What's his name?
No, go on. Who do you think he is?
I don't know. That kid that's like...
I kind of like that.
Shohei Ohtani.
Thank you.
Yes.
Him.
Yes. Of the $500 million contract or $1 billion, whatever it was.
It was close to a billion, I think, right?
Really?
It was like $700 million.
How old is he?
He's mid-20s.
Yeah. And he just got married, they said.
Until he uncouples.
Talk about marrying up. Whoever that chick is, good for her.
There are some rule changes this year in baseball.
There are?
They're widening the runner's lanes.
Huh?
Time between pitches is shortened from 20 to 18 seconds.
Wow.
Umps no longer have to reset the clock if a batter calls timeout. Mound visits cut back to 4 per game, and after a dead ball, the clock will resume once the pitcher has the ball.
What?
Nothing shocking.
All right.
Do they still have that stupid ghost runner thing for extra innings?
I don't think so.
They dropped that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they dropped that one, which is
finally
good.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm lost.
I'm going back to politics, guys.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I am. I made
Tell
an
me
audible
it's a
heel.
Funny story.
No, it's more of an interesting
guys,
one.
Well, it's MSNB Diener.
God, what is going on with you over there?
So before I had...
You dating Jen Psaki and you don't know about it?
Oh, no. I swear. Trying to get me in trouble here on a Wednesday. They were talking to, I was saying, you know, maybe red flags for Trump and everything when it comes to the votes that went towards Nikki Haley. But now on the other end, so I'll finish on the other side of things. The Biden campaign.
Oh, the uncommitted.
No.
Oh.
They came out yesterday with a new initiative for Hispanic voters. And this is interesting because this made me feel like, is this a desperation move by them? They are a new initiative called Hispanics Cone Biden.
They what Biden?
Hispanics Cone Biden. Hispanics with Biden. Right. But they put it in Spanish.
Like arroz con pollo.
Exactly. Yes, right. Exactly. Okay. So now they're doing this. If you're saying, okay, well, that's pretty typical of a political campaign. You know, you're going after all the demographics. But I think they're doing it because they saw the polling that shows Trump is up 46-40 with Latino voters over Biden. And that's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
That's why Biden, yesterday, he actually said, I really need you, Hispanic voters.
Yes. When you have a Republican candidate, especially Donald Trump, with all the things in the history of media that they have said about him to try to turn people away from him, and you still have 46-40 advantage in a Hispanic Latino voting block over
Miami with Little Cuba.
Huge.
Yeah.
Wait till you see the black numbers come out. The black community, African Americans are going to come out huge, bigly for Trump this year.
I hope so. God, he's got to win.
The political pundits always said that if a Republican candidate can garner 8-10% of the black vote, then it's a shoe-in. They're talking about...
It's going to happen.
Now they're saying that he might have up to 15-20% of the black vote in this election. So if that's the case, good luck overcoming that when you also have the Hispanic vote on your side, too.
Right.
Which is why the Biden administration is doing what they're doing. Hispanics calling Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Biden. Just rolls off your tongue, doesn't it?
Biden con communistas. That's all he has. Anyway, we've got some more headlines coming up next. We have some good news. Do you remember the Gold Star dad they arrested after yelling at the State of the Union?
Yes.
Charges dropped.
Really?
We have the guy who is responsible for getting those charges dropped.
And I have an update on Bang a Millions.
Oh.
Uh-oh. An official update. I already got my update from listener Jeff. That and more. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. And thank you for being here. As always, we appreciate you. Hey, before we get to this headline update, we got to get to Jen's update. I'm very excited about this, the way you tease this coming out of the last segment.
Across America with Mega Jackpots, it's Mega Millions.
Well, all right, what happened?
All morning, you kept on saying it had all the other winning numbers and what they were. Didn't have anything from Mega Millions unavailable. Jeff was right. No winner. $977 million for Friday night.
Wait, that's no update. Jeff, we've known Jeff was right the whole time. I was going by listener Jeff's word for 2 hours now.
Okay, so you've been going by Jeff's word, which is great. So thank you, Jeff, for having the inside scoop. But it had to be officiated by the Florida Lottery, which it is now.
Yeah, officiated by Jeff.
So if it's 977 and it's only win. If you give it 2 days, 48 hours, I think it's going to hit a billion.
No, you're right.
So maybe we'll get to see this. My only thing about this is I want to see if these new stupid electronic billboards can handle $1 billion now.
I swear. I'm going south because I see two of them going south on 95.
Do you really?
And if it doesn't, and they rotate.
Right.
I will slow down to make sure that the one comes up for the lottery update.
Well, you would think that, they redid all these billboards. That the whole point of redoing the billboard was so they can accommodate $1 billion.
Because it's guilted
happened.
Them into
I didn't guilt
changing
them.
The billboards.
It would be just a smart move on their part, but
sure
that's
would.
Besides the point.
No, that's good news, though. All right,
so,
cool.
There we go. No
Speaking
winner.
Of good news, do you remember the State of the Union a few days ago? And Steve Nakui, a Gold Star dad, was thrown out because he was yelling at Biden.
It's an up 30%. 30% they went up.
Steve was upset because he was one of the dads, one of the parents that lost an American service member left behind to die by this administration in Afghanistan.
He was screaming, he was yelling Abbey Gate because that's where it was at the airport, that entrance into the airport where that bomb went off and his son was killed. So he was yelling Abbey Gate, and he's basically saying, what about my son? You left him there. How can you sit there and say you're a great commander in chief?
Representative Daniel Issa is his congressman. He's been working to help him out because Steve Nakui got not only thrown out of the chamber, he was arrested. They brought him up on charges.
Yeah, and we found out whose guest was he?
Brian Mast.
It was Brian Mast's guest, a guest at the State of the Union. So
the charges have been dropped.
Oh.
So that's good news.
Finally, something smart done. Why? Because the Biden administration can't handle the backlash that he would have gotten? I can't believe they arrested the guy to begin with.
I can't
with.
Either. I understand removing him, but yeah. Arresting him? Really?
It's a little bit much. It's like, give me a break. Speaking of Afghanistan, mm-hmm. by the way, as we speak, I think another day will take place today. Remember General Milley? What was his first name? We used to call him Mill Mouse, Mark Milley.
Yeah.
He's now retired, by the
Thank
way. He's
God.
Not a general anymore. But boy, did he throw Biden under the bus about Afghanistan. Remember how it was never the Biden administration's problem. It was all Trump, Trump, Trump.
Yep.
Well, now that General Milley is retired and not a part of the military, he's on Capitol Hill singing like a bird, saying the plan was originally put in place by Trump. You're supposed to leave X amount of people on the ground, troops, that is. You were supposed to, you know, in sections make people leave, you know, evacuate people out of Afghanistan. He said the Biden administration put it together in about a week. It was ill-planned. It was ill-fated from day one, and it was all Biden's fault. Now he says that.
Now he says it, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't blame him. He was that close to retirement, but still, he's telling. At least he's telling the truth.
True. So, but we'll see if anything happens, because it's all about, you know, this and this whole thing with indicting Biden.
Oh,
it ain't
going
to go any further, but still.
Unreal. All right, where are we on March Madness? We'll talk about that. New stat. You wouldn't believe how many people are playing this. So if you have it going on in your office, you're not alone.
Where's our bracket?
We got to find one.
Diener, come on, hurry up.
Yeah, come on. Bracket's busted already. It hasn't even started. And an unbelievable. Now, it's infuriating, but the good news is it's going worldwide. These stories about this particular story about this poor lady in Queens, New York, squatters stole her home.
This is crazy.
But it's shining a light on the entire issue.
Tell me she's going to win.
I hope so, but she got arrested. She did, the homeowner.
That's nuts.
We'll tell you what it is. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, let's see how another primary day went in Florida and some other states, Ohio, Arizona, for mm-hmm. the two candidates. Here's Trump.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Did somebody just say, who'd you vote for? Yeah, I voted for Donald Trump. Thank you.
And in other news.
I need you badly. I need the help. Kamala and I desperately need your help.
Okay.
How did that man get 81 million votes? Please explain that to me.
Did he? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to question that. But anyway, yeah. But they both won, no surprise, by either candidate there. Trump won. Biden won. That was about it. That was Biden on the road in Arizona, by the way.
He's on a five-day trip, by the way. Arizona might have been day two, actually. And he sounded like that. He couldn't find his way off the stage. You got to play that clip.
Oh, there was.
I don't mean to put you on the spot here.
No. That's fine. This is really something, though, because this is not. I feel like with the Biden cuts these days, I kind of have to preface this by saying these aren't edited. This is really how this went down.
Okay. And what everyone's taking away is not only was he played off like they do at the Oscars.
They did. Music ready to go.
He again, couldn't find his way off the stage.
No.
But once he did, he sat down next to some like 12-year-old girl and her mother. And people were like, why are you sitting next to the little girl?
Some kind of very weird community center kind of deal. But they played him off. But then he looked up for a while and he literally looked shocked and scared. So they had to cut the music. And then people just started laughing because he didn't say anything.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, here we go.
Everybody does better.
Yeah.
Wages up across the board. So, folks, look, I'm going on too long. I apologize. But
he played music.
That's not edited. In real time, that's how it went. So somebody, what was it, on a boom box ready to go? And then he... I wish I could do the visual. Then he looked up, wide-eyed, like it scared the hell out of him.
Oh, it probably did.
Dun, 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 dun. They tried to play music
to get him
in a
off
room.
The stage. Yeah, okay, now here's the difference. Trump goes on the road, and he does these rallies, like the one he had in Ohio, for that Moreno guy, by the way.
No, that's right, Bernie.
Bernie, we like Bernie, and you're going to understand why we like Bernie. We'll talk about him later. But he goes out on the road, and he gets 10,000. 20,000 people to show up to see him. Biden, scheduled months in advance, shows up in an event. There's 50 people.
Well,
and that might have been hard pressed. Yeah,
I'd call it 25 maybe. You know, size of the room, I get it. But still, there's your story. The size of the room.
Oh, the size of, well, why isn't he outside in an auditorium or in an auditorium indoors, wherever the case? He was in Phoenix, so the weather might have been nicer. He could have been outside. It's, you know, the Flagstaff Amphitheater, for all we know. Because no one would show up.
No, I don't think so. I think you're right.
He's the president of the United States, and no one would show up.
I need you.
Oh, my God.
And you talked about that Bernie Moreno guy.
Yeah.
An interesting story this is. What did you call him? Very Trump-like?
Well, it was funny because Trump endorsed him. He was in a three-way race for the primary, and he easily defeated his opponents. This is Ohio. Yeah. Now he's got to take on the one Neil here, what he calls, how do you say, is it Sherrod or Sherrod? I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry.
I think it's Sherrod.
Sherrod Brown. Okay. I should know. He's been there forever. He's a Democratic senator from Ohio. But at his acceptance speech, listen to what he calls the opponent, and now you can understand why Trump likes this guy.
We have an opportunity now to retire the old commie and send him to retirement home and save this country.
Gee, I don't know why you
because
say
that's
that,
what
Jen.
We're gonna do.
The old commie. Oh, but you had a better line this morning. Who's he talking about, Sherrod Brown or Joe Biden?
Heck, you know, you could pick.
You could pick one.
You know, one of them.
Like, holy cow.
So interesting, though, and you had this. Bernie Moreno also went on to say this is going to be the nastiest, probably most expensive Senate race in history. Democrats cannot afford to have two senators, Republican in Ohio.
No.
And two MAGA senators, because you already had J.D. Vance.
You're right.
As the other one. They're going to put so much money into this race.
He beat, this Moreno guy beat another Republican state senator, Matt Dolan, and the Ohio Secretary of State.
Wow.
So it shows you.
For an unknown.
It shows you Trump's appeal.
Yeah.
Okay, at least in this area of Ohio where he won that district. Similar to what he did for, let's be honest, our governor.
Yeah, very much.
You know, it's the same thing. So
this was the rally in. Where the heck was it in Ohio? I can't remember the exact town, but this is
wasn't
where Trump,
he in Toledo?
It might have been Toledo, where Trump got in trouble for the bloodbath comment. That was actually a rally for Bernie Moreno, where it all happened.
Oh, really? Because he's from Cleveland.
Support. Okay,
he's a Cleveland businessman. This Bernie Moreno.
Again, nobody knew who the heck this guy was, even probably a couple of months ago. But it may be a good sign for Trump candidate. And does the new leadership of the RNC actually understand this? Will they give this guy and others in these kinds of races further on down the ticket the kind of support they need?
Since his daughter-in-law's there, yeah, I'd say yeah. Because I'm sure that's a dinner talk.
Hello, Laura.
That's like he calls up Eric, Donald. He calls up Eric. Tell her to get on the stick.
Listen,
this is what we got to do.
Listen, tell the little lady that Bernie needs a couple extra million, okay? And some boots on the ground for Bernie. Bernie boots.
Bernie, I bet between that and what's his name? Steve Garvey.
Oh, you know, that's another great
one.
That's another one. He's holding his own against Adam Shifty Schiff there.
You know
so
what?
That's another one. The Democrats, they better support him.
Him, Steve Garvey winning that Senate race in California would be the shock of all shocks
That'd
for me.
That'd be amazing.
Because he came out, he had no game whatsoever.
None.
And he still won the primary. Now he's up against Adam Schiff. And last, it's neck and neck, but last he was up maybe like 3 or 4 points.
Wow.
And this is a guy that spent no money.
That would
Granted,
be amazing.
He's a famous baseball player, right?
Yeah,
famous
but still.
Baseball player. But still, that means nothing to me.
Amazing.
I think you know how to hit a ball, okay?
Did you say baseball?
Yeah, I did. Why?
Don't give me an excuse to give you a baseball update, lady.
Okay, you got to share what you just shared, though, behind the scenes.
What?
Number one, the two of you who are like the sporting fans of the world.
Yes.
And at least in my world, I vicariously live sports through you two. You didn't even know this game was taking place.
I had no idea.
Until what, 6:30 this morning?
Had no idea. So if baseball is not reaching, and Diener didn't know either.
Yeah, and he's the sports director.
We can't. That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
We can't be alone on this. But so if Major League Baseball didn't reach us,
yeah,
how are they going to reach? How are they going to market to like a new audience? So the official first baseball is underway. This is the first official game of the 2024 season. It's happening right now in South Korea.
What happened to spring training? Isn't it still going on?
Okay, here's the thing. I didn't look at the complete spring training schedule. I just real quickly, because it was on my screen, I brought up the Red Sox, because I'm a fan, I brought up their schedule. They have spring training games going on through at least the 25th.
Okay, so how is this the first game of the season when spring training is still going?
They're literally playing while spring training is going on for other teams. Because the Marlins, I looked up their thing, their opening day isn't until next week on the 28th.
Yeah. So I don't feel bad for not knowing. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. So it would be who's like playing? At the end
of, it's what, Dodgers and Pirates?
Dodgers and Padres.
Padres. Oh, you got the P right.
You got the league right.
Yes, that's good.
This is live, by the way, from Gocha Sky Dome in Seoul, South Korea. It's the bottom of the seventh.
Wow, they went fast.
Yeah.
2-1, Padres over the Dodgers.
Ooh, upset brewing.
Upset, that's right.
All the money.
The mega Dodgers.
Wait a minute, Dodgers just got that superstar guy.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of them.
I don't know what his name is.
This is the highest payroll in Major League Baseball history.
And they're losing? Well, are those guys playing, though?
Ohtani's playing.
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did he pitch?
No.
No.
Oh, he just hit. He's just hitting.
Now, do you want me to go to the box score? No.
Well, I'm just.
All right. Well,
if he's so great, why are they losing?
It's baseball. You get more than one guy. It's the same reason why the Angels were never good. They had Trout and Ohtani.
Yeah, that's right. Ohtani is batting second, by the way. He's the designated hitter. He's 1-for-4 so far.
Oh, not doing well.
No.
No, there goes all that money.
Wasn't he hurt?
What a bum.
Didn't he get hurt?
Yeah, he had an elbow thing going on.
Did he have Tommy John surgery?
Oh, that's
like
right. He's not pitching this year. I forgot about that. That's right.
Right. See, I knew about that.
He's just hitting. Well, there you go. There's your baseball update. It is probably, may possibly be the last time we talk about baseball all year.
It might be.
It's weird though. It could very well be.
A game going on while spring training is still happening for other teams. It would be like the NFL season opens and there's still a week of preseason left.
It's like the NFL planned during the draft.
Yeah. So confused.
I'm so confused. So am I.
Well, we'll try to clear it up. We also all have March Madness going on, too. We'll talk about that next.
Oh, no. We got to talk about this chick in Fort Lauderdale because I missed out as a college student.
Oh, that's right.
This is incredible what this girl's
doing. That's what we'll do. We'll talk about the insanity of spring break these days. And the insanity, but we didn't get to the squatter story.
Oh, that's crazier than this.
This is nuts. It's coming up next. The Self Little Morning Show. Keep it here.
The all-new 850 WFTL mobile app. Listen live and more free in your app store.
Speaking of the mobile app, you can always text us through there. Text or audio and super listener Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Texted in early, even before the official lottery website came in. And he said, nope, no Mega Millions winner. And Jeff was exactly right.
He was. Mega Millions just updated it around 8 o'clock. They made it official because all morning on their site it just said not available. And then Jeff early this morning said, my inside sources say no winner. He was right. $977 million for Friday night.
We've got to find out who his inside sources are.
Yeah, I know.
He's on the ball, baby.
How come he hasn't won yet?
I don't know. All right, this is probably the most infuriating yet craziest story of 2024 so far yet. The good news is, because this is going to drive you insane, but the good news is it's getting national, worldwide attention now because it's so insane.
This woman better win.
Oh, my God. Facing charges right now. She's out of Queens, New York. The long and short of it is she was arrested for trying to get squatters out of her house. Her name is Adele Andalaro. She inherited her family's home. It looks like a nothing home, but because it's Queens, New York, the value is set at $1 million.
Oh, jeez.
Exactly. So there's a lot of money involved here, and it's her childhood home, okay? Squatters moved into her childhood home last month, and the month part is really important because if you're a squatter in the state of New York over a month, that's your house.
What?
That's basically your house, and you can't get rid of them.
Is that just New York, or is that everywhere?
I don't know, but it's got people now looking at, especially people who are landlords, looking into what the rules are, and everybody should look into your home municipalities, your states, whatever it is. You got properties in other states, especially like New York, California, whatever.
That's horrifying.
So she was trying to get answers locally. Nothing was happening. She confronted the squatters herself. What was the result? This.
Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
So that was recorded by, she called a news station, I guess it was Channel 7 or something up there, is covering it. And they cover the entire thing. As she's getting arrested, this is what happened. She confronted them, and she got them out of the house temporarily for a couple of minutes, called in a locksmith, changed the locks. Apparently, the law is if the squatters make a complaint while they're out of the house that the homeowner is in it, the person trying to boot them gets arrested. And she got arrested. The cops came and arrested her for changing the locks.
What kind of law is this?
It's insanity.
And you know that this squatter guy or whoever these people are that do this for a living know all the laws. So they knew exactly what he probably was thrilled when she said, get out of my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They knew.
He probably already knew.
And he's back in there. And I wish we had the complete video thing. I don't know, Diener, did you try to put it on the blog at all or the entire story?
Yeah, we got it up there.
Nice work.
Yes.
Because you got to watch. It's long, but the entire thing is this news reporter goes in after all this. She's taken away to jail. He's like, well, that's the end of my story. So he starts talking to neighbors, and they're horrified. And he knocks on the door again of the house her house she got booted from, and it's the squatter.
No.
And he goes, well, she's got to know the law. You want to take it to court? Let's take it to court. Like, defiant. He stole a house.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Please don't tell me these laws exist in Florida, number one. But number two, if that were your home, how many people now face the... I'm surprised people haven't been shot or killed.
I hate to even think of it, but of course it would happen. I mean,
you're going to find... It's probably going to be some... And probably not a woman, unless, of course, she loses it. But say she had a husband, and her husband was... And he's hot-tempered. Next thing you know, he just goes in and he pounds the crap out of this guy.
I mean,
so he's going to get arrested for assault and battery and probably put in jail for God knows how long.
Oh, absolutely. And according to neighbors to this report, apparently unruly squatters that are in her house, this they've been seen carrying out home renovations inside the property. So
they weren't planning on leaving.
No, or just they're going to flip it and sell it.
Oh, my God.
This is so insane.
Only in New York. No, this happened in New Jersey. Remember that one guy sold his house and there was a squatter and he had to pay the squatter to get out, like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You just look up all of the squatter stories happening right now with this kind of thing because they know. They know the law better, these thieves.
So true.
It's happening all across the country and they're being protected because we voted in these policies.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Absolutely insane.
It's nuts.
But attention is being you know... Oh, wow. Given to it now, finally.
Well, hopefully, you know, there's some attorney out there that's going to help this woman and get her house back.
Why, I hope
and get
so.
This creep out.
She's facing charges still, by the way.
That's nuts.
I know.
That's nuts. For what? Breaking and entering?
To try to get her to squatters out of her home. Her childhood home. And by the way, if you're asking the question, she said, she showed the TV reporter, this is my deed. Everything is intact. This is my home. It's in my name. Can't get him out. And she was arrested.
This is horrifying.
We got some real problems.
See, now this is why you go on vacation, leave a vicious dog on your property.
Maybe.
So nobody comes in your house.
Well, that's how you started. Now you got 8 of them.
Well, no. One of them's getting really big, too. She's growing in leaps and bounds, but that's besides the point.
Don't squat on Jen's property.
My dog will eat you.
You'll be elbow time.
Actually, you know what? You come and you stay at my house, you'll be leaving rather quickly because the feed bill will put you out of business.
Oh, God, yeah.
You got to feed horses and the cows and the cats and the dogs. And it gets expensive after a while. You won't stay long.
Until you send him to the wood chipper.
Would you stop
one
with
less
the wood
mouth
chipper?
To feed.
Would you? I hate you for this. Anyway, when we get rapid fire, I'll do the story about this. This girl's brilliant.
No, we got to get to it.
And it's taking place right in her backyard in Fort Lauderdale. And she's brilliant. She's a graduate student at Nova Southeastern University. And she's making a killing.
With a crazy plan.
And it works. I got to ask you, though. Dina doesn't know this story. We got to ask if he would partake.
I don't know if he would. Not even back in the day.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, that and more. We'll catch you up. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 TL.
Let's run through the news real quick. That's why we call it Rapid Fire, by the way. Jen's got the first story.
I'm going to introduce you to a bartender by the name of Ayana Callis.
Hello.
Callis.
Oh, okay. You've been waiting to tell the story for like 45 minutes. I'm curious to see what happens here.
It's a long tease.
She is a Nova Southeastern University grad student.
Ah, good for her.
She does a thing called a hurricane shot. Cost you $30.
Hello.
Okay, now she's doing this at a bar called Backyard Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, did they change the name? It used to be America's Backyard.
It just says Backyard. Okay. Maybe it is America's Backyard. Taking advantage of all of the Miami spring breakers who have moved north, by the way.
It's crazy in Fort Lauderdale, and they're not really talking about it.
This is the deal. $30 for the hurricane shot. It is now the hottest ticket in town. Ayana is making a fortune. She buys the shot itself from the bar, and then you have to go over to Ayana's area, where for $30, you get that shot. She pours a pitcher of water over your head and then slaps you as hard as she possibly can in the face.
Why?
Well, that would be the question of the hour. They are lining up. Business is booming. On average, she is doing 150 to 200 shots a night.
Wow. And she's just clearing $30 per shot.
She's making $6,000 a night doing this.
And young dudes paying that much money to get hit in the face.
Face, yeah.
She must be really attractive or something. Like,
no, all they're doing, this is like a prep thing for marriage.
Yeah, well, that's true. You gotta get beat down. Yes. That's right.
And I hope my wife isn't listening right now.
Not either, because she's going to beat you when you get home. She does these wrestling-style theatrics and acrobatic moves. She wears a bikini. That also helps.
Yeah, okay. She's hot. She is.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Is she employed by this place, right?
No, she's freelance. They just let her come in town.
It's unbelievable. So they let her do this?
Mm-hmm. Last spring break.
They could be making money off this.
Last spring break, she worked 45 days in a row. Probably paid for entire college education.
She's going to buy that bar.
Yeah.
She must give a kickback to the bar to let her work there, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. According to this article, she buys the booze from the backyard and then sets up she's got her own little area somewhere else.
Where the money.
I would assume it's the money that's coming in to see her. So she's got, you know, if there's that many people paying that much money for $30 for a shot to get slapped in the face, I'm sorry. Just think, there's young men flowing into this place because of it. And they have to reap the benefits from that.
Man,
isn't that crazy?
What a world.
Would you do it? Even in your younger days.
I don't think I would have. Not for $30. Now, in my younger days, it probably would have been 15. We got inflation now.
Thanks a lot, Biden.
That might have been $8 back then.
It might have been. Now, it even costs $30 to get slapped in the face by a girl in a bikini. So things have changed. I don't think I would have, though. Because I would have looked at it like I look at it now. What is the point? I'd rather just go up and talk to the girl. Why do I want to get slapped in the face?
That's even worse than going to Rachel's. I mean, you'll still lose money, but at least you don't get assaulted.
That's right.
You're paying to get assaulted.
You're paying
and apparently, she really clocks you.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Well,
strange world we live in.
Sense into you.
Strange world.
Smart girl, wherever there's a market. We got an update.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Heavy action.
Oh, wow. The Dodgers came back. Oh, did they?
Hold on. I got to get the name of this place again.
You were just guessing.
Yes. I have no idea.
At Gochuk Sky Dome in Seoul, South Korea.
Fantastic.
We don't understand it. It took us by surprise, too. It is the start of the Major League Baseball season, even though spring training goes till at least the 25th. It makes no sense. But the Dodgers are playing the Padres.
Okay.
Top of the 8th.
Wow, almost done.
Dodgers have come back to tie it 2-2, and they got two men on with one man out.
Uh-huh. Ooh, they're going to score.
See, that's what all that money gets you, $1 billion payroll.
Did that Shohei guy do anything?
Now you're asking for a box score.
Why?
That's what you're asking for.
It's Shohei Ohtani.
He's batting second. He's the DH.
I like Shohei better.
He's hitting 1-for-4.
That's
what $1 billion will get you. What a bum.
Get him out of here.
Trade him.
Yeah, gone. 1 out of 162. Get rid of him.
So that's where we are. Baseball's underway. And then they'll go back to spring training, which makes no sense.
Spring training? I don't get this.
I don't understand.
You guys didn't even know this baseball game was going on.
No idea. Didn't know. We've been following it all morning, though. It's been quite entertaining.
Oh, my God, it's an update.
Hey! Oh, no.
Wait, hold on a second. Dodgers have pulled ahead 3-2.
No way. They did score.
Wow.
Look at that.
Somebody just hit a single, hit somebody
I can't believe we're doing baseball. Yeah.
We can't either. It's 3-2 Dodgers, as Vin Scully would say.
I loved Vin Scully.
Oh, he was a legend.
Yeah.
I love that man.
So there you go.
Good.
Well, thank you. See, they were paying all that money for that Shohei guy work.
Yeah, finally.
Although he didn't have anything to do with
That's
it.
All right.
That's
okay. He's there.
It's Long morale.
This is very strange. This literally happened about 10, maybe 15 minutes ago.
Really?
The Prime Minister of Ireland has resigned.
Why?
Oh.
Not really sure, but
that's not good.
What's strange here is that he just met with Biden a few days ago.
Yes, he did.
And now...
he met with Obama, didn't he?
No, that was in London.
Oh, that was London.
Yes.
Okay.
And now, a few days after he meets with Biden, he's resigning. And this is weird. So he's calling for April elections. Again, Prime Minister of Ireland is going away. There's no real actual details to this yet. He says, I know others will cope with the news just fine. There is never the right time to resign from my office, but now is as good of a time as any.
There is why. There's wow. weird stuff going on in Ireland. And Conor McGregor, of all people, has threatened to run against this guy. I guess there's some insane social media policies.
We were just talking about this off air.
Yeah. Just talking about this.
Before he resigned, much
like Canada,
yeah,
they have this hate crime censorship bill where you do anything that offends the governing party, they'll throw you in jail for something you post.
Just like Canada.
So jeez. I don't know whether this is a rebellion against this. I don't know what the heck's going on, but it's
really weird.
Interesting. Keep an eye on Ireland.
A side note, there's a movie on Netflix called Irish Wish with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, hey, whoa.
It makes you want to go to Ireland. The scenery
with
is
Lindsay Lohan.
Not with her. Just by yourself okay. or with somebody else.
Just don't post about her. They'll throw you in jail.
Yeah, yeah right.
Could you punch me up? Because this is a musical story.
You are asking a lot here.
I know. I'm sorry. Maybe and hopefully it'll work. This is my boyfriend. Who is he, Bill?
It sounds like Van Morrison, but I know it's Darius Rucker.
It is Darius Rucker. The song is Comeback Song. Do you know? It was number one on the Billboard Hot Country Song chart for 2 weeks in 2010. Certified platinum, over 1 million units sold.
What?
Why are we telling you this? Darius Rucker just announced in an interview, he almost didn't do the record.
Well,
he didn't want to do it. It was recorded by then some unknown singer by the name of Chris Stapleton.
Was that right?
Oh, he did the demo?
When Darius Rucker heard Chris Stapleton's demo of the song, he was like, it's too great. I'm never going to open my mouth and sing against that. And they convinced him and his team and his producers, because Darius Rucker helped co-write that song, by the way. They said, no, you gotta record it. Thank God he did, because it ended up being one of his biggest hits.
Yeah, but another one of those songs that the artist didn't want to do and got talked into it by a producer, and it turned out to be great. Wow.
It was also a big hit for Chris Stapleton, I guess, too.
Yeah, pretty cool.
How about that?
How do you like that?
Well, how I feel about this. It's becoming, and I'll find out who's behind the study. I have my suspicions. This is making a lot of headway this morning. It's a big medical story about intermittent fasting.
Mm.
Very popular these days. A lot of people have had success with it.
I
do it now. It works for me. Has become a popular way, but a new study says it could give you a heart attack.
Baloney.
Oh, great.
Baloney.
Here's why. Researchers looked at the health records of more than 20,000 adults over 15 years. They found a 91% higher risk of dying from cardiovascular disease if you intermittent fast.
Huh? How is that? Because I always thought, my cousin's wife is big into this and has always done it. And she's in the greatest shape at 72 that I've ever seen any woman in. Yeah.
So they follow people who do a 16-8. That means you eat all your meals in an 8-hour window and you fast for 16 hours. So what you do is, and I kind of do a version of this where I'll eat dinner, reasonable time. I don't eat again until 11:30 the next day. We're here. We're too busy to eat breakfast. It's easy for me.
It's kind of how we live our life. I've just been doing that not out of anything on purpose. It's just literally my schedule.
And before that, it was just out of poverty.
Yeah, well, that's it. Either way.
But we are in radio.
The idea is you condense down your eating hours to a condensed 8-hour period, and that's when you burn it off, too. So, that, you know, that's
what
you used
to. Can you eat whatever you want to eat, though? No,
well,
right?
I mean, within reason, I guess, but still.
You can stuff your face full of pizzas all day.
What's wrong with that?
Other research has found intermittent fasting can lower blood pressure and cholesterol. So who knows what? Maybe this is behind the Ozempic people. I don't know.
I was going to say, if you're lowering your cholesterol and your blood pressure, those are usually two of the hugest, biggest factors other than genes. That not blue genes, but you know genetics that cause heart attacks. So I don't. That's a stupid study.
I watch. There'll be something coming out tomorrow saying, it's the healthiest thing you can do.
You might be right. It might be Ozempic or Mounjaro.
I'm just saying, somebody at work today might be bothering you about it. Oh, you're doing that fast? You're gonna die.
I think that's that report is a bunch of bologna.
It's bologna, as we say.
That's right.
Well, give me a slice.
I'm going to finish off here on some entertainment news, guys.
Thank God it's not politics.
No, not politics this time. But there is a movie called Civil War coming out.
Is there really?
This actually
That's not political at all.
No. It looks really good.
And it must be extremely violent. Is it violent? Like they're gonna? Is it going to be like the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan?
No, this is so it's... No. It's modern day. So what would it look like with a modern day Civil War? You have California and Texas have teamed up.
I've seen the previous.
Yes, they have a coalition. The Florida, independent country of Florida.
Yeah, we come in with airboats.
Yes, it's all this different stuff. And it actually looks really interesting. And it's getting really good reviews. Just it's a 90%. Rotten Tomatoes so far.
Well, you know it's fiction. Like if Texas and California teamed up, you know it's fiction.
I want to see it just to see how Texas and California them team me up.
So maybe it's East California.
It might be. Obviously, it's a drama, and you know, things get pretty crazy. But that's coming out soon, and so I do want to see that because the trailer looks pretty intense. What else was I going to say? Oh, Beetlejuice apparently is teasing that the trailer may be coming out soon for Beetlejuice 2.
Oh, thank God!
That's
and
great.
Save the best for last. Travis Kelce is said to be set to host a reboot of Jeff
Survivor.
Fox. No. It's still going on, actually. The Jeff Foxworthy, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Remember when Jeff Foxworthy used to host that?
Yeah, but he's really not.
No. But apparently, Travis Kelce is going to host this.
Is he
going
to learn while he's hosting?
For Amazon Prime. They're going to bring it back.
Are you smarter than Travis Kelce?
That's what it should be. I don't think he's going to get the answers right.
No, he probably won't.
No. So there's your entertainment update.
He's going to learn at the same time. Yes. You missed one very important one. Can I add? Please.
X-Men 97's on Disney Plus. That's big.
No, that's not big.
Okay.
Ghostbusters.
Oh,
the new one opens tomorrow.
It does?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, you're right. I did miss that.
That's good news. That was one of those that was postponed by the strike.
Yeah, that's right.
It was supposed to be last year. Yeah, excellent.
And they are anticipating it's going to make like $45 million.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Ooh,
it's going to be really... And the reason they have that Sweeney chick, whatever...
Sydney Sweeney?
She's in
her name wrong.
I'm so sorry. She's in a horror flick, and they expect that to make, called Immaculate, $5 million.
Is it NC-17?
I don't know.
If not, I don't care.
Anyway, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire is going to crush at the box office.
Yes, I like it. Paul Rudd, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray. Yeah.
Excellent news.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we'll wrap it up with a couple of headlines, but we have this too. A dad in Ohio called the cops because his son had too much homework.
I love this man.
Mm-hmm. I get the anger. He just didn't handle it too well. That more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. As always, appreciate your time. Just a quick little update. No shocker whatsoever. Trump and Biden both won the primaries yesterday in various states, including ours. Trump, who'd you vote for?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah. Did somebody just say, who'd you vote for? Yeah, I voted for Donald Trump. Thank you.
Sorry, I figured we'd ask, you know.
That'd be nice. Yeah, he was at the Morty and Barbara Mandel Recreation Center voting.
Where the heck is that? Palm Beach, obviously.
Somewhere Palm Beach, I don't know.
That sounds like a lot of activity at the Mandel Center.
I don't know. I don't know.
Can you imagine if they made Mar-a-Lago a voting site?
No, it'd be great.
Hello, everyone.
Watch out for the Ming over there.
Right? Anyway, we got this. We did not get to this. Here's like a morning show leftover story. I get the anger. You got to handle it a little bit better, though. But an Ohio dad actually is now facing charges.
Oh, jeez. What'd he do?
He called the school and police to complain about his kid's homework.
Huh?
You know, homework is a serious issue unless you're homeschooling. There is too much of it. Do you know too much family time gets wasted on homework that could have been done in school? I've always had an issue with this.
And it only gets worse when you get to college.
Oh, no doubt about that.
It's terrible.
How many nights did you go through, though, where it's like literally the only time you see your kid is like homework time, then they're off to bed, and the same cycle goes through again?
Yeah, every night.
Well, this guy had enough.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly over and over again. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
I won't talk to chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department, and we'll call the chief in, and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person since you won't stop calling.
Now, what was brilliant here is the 911 operator. She goes, don't worry. I'm going to send some officers out to talk to you
They're
right now.
They're going to come to you.
Don't you worry. You're paying for them too, pal.
And they hauled him away.
Yeah.
Not very good. By the way, it's official. No Mega Millions winner. $977 million for Friday night. It is $687 tonight for Powerball.
Big.
good luck. If we win, we won't be here, and hopefully you'll still be here, though. We'll be back at 6 tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Take care.